The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Trump Phenomenon here on January 29th, 2020. And hey, I'm a little bit tardy. I guess I'll have to take a trip to the boys' vice principal's office. But thank you for being on time. I'm James Kelso. And of course, you can tell the show's live. And you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. The boy, plenty to report here. As right now, as we speak, let me turn up the volume. We've got the impeachment hoax running over in the Senate. Chambers. Let's see here. Where is it? Here it is. Oh, my gosh. Zoe Lofgren. Oh, ah, oh, listen to her. Wait, let me unmute her. Yeah, she's muted. Yeah, there she is.
And to accept that argument would wholly undermine the House and Senate's ability to provide oversight of the executive branch. It would also make impeachment a nullity. The president argues that there was no resolution fully authorizing the impeachment inquiry. But again, there is no requirement for the full House to take a vote.
Oh, please, I don't want to punish you with any more of Zoe Lofgren. And the whole cloud car of the House managers there, all of them really ugly people, you know, just visually, but most importantly, spiritually, morally, they are ugly people. Their leaders being Pencil Neck Schiff and Nasty Nadler. Anyway, that's going on right now. This is day one of the 2 days of questioning. The questions handed to the Chief Justice, John Roberts, and then directed to either the Demon Rat table or to the Republican Trump Defender table. And so it's been going all day, 8 hours on the first day, 8 hours tomorrow, the second day, anticipated. And then the, who knows? This is really going to get, this really will be exciting on Friday, because the whole thing should be closed out. And, but for just a few weirdo Republicans like Mittens Romney and the Susan Collins of Maine and the Alaska senator and one or two others. But for those weirdos, this would all just shut down. They'd take a vote. 53 Republicans would vote, hell no, let's get to hell here. And let's earn our paychecks. Let's stop this travesty, this treasonous action against the American people. But no, those few are creating a complication. And enjoying, you've got to be able to tell they're enjoying every second of being prima donnas. Mitt Romney, first and foremost among them. Mitt Romney, what a prima donna. What a camera clown. Anyway, so that's the status of that. I'll tell you what, just to give you Kelso's take on this. Nasty Nadler and Pencil Neck Schiff have so embarrassed themselves and have presented such a BS cavalcade of crap that it's almost unimaginable. Well, it's not unimaginable, but you got to say to yourself, they're going to call an end to this. John Bolton, what a piece of garbage John Bolton is. And to hear from him, it's going to get interesting when they finish with this question. See, there's a little structure right now. Let's put it this way. The Senate rules of the impeachment provide 2 days of structure. And these people need structure, I'll tell you what. So they can ask questions. They're submitted on cards, given to the Chief Justice. And he reads the questions, and then we hear the answers. So that's 2 days of structure. But at the end of tomorrow, they don't have any structure anymore. Now it's a food fight. And they don't really have any rules at this point. So I think it's going to get ugly. I think tempers are going to rise. And I think votes will be called for. Because here's what is looms here. If the demon rats keep this thing going, it could go on a long time. Jay Sekulow was asked that question. If this isn't resolved by just an up or down vote, impeach or not impeach, if it's not resolved this week, how long could it go? And Jay Sekulow answered, a long time. That's right. And a long time can be more than a month. And it makes, you know, there might be some utility in that. It will really burn into the consciousness of every American how worthless their government is, what pieces of garbage most of their senators are, what intellectual midgets they are, and what moral wimps they are. So that might be instructive to the American people to realize, hey, we don't have a government. There are no great leaders tending the nation. But, we might benefit. As I said yesterday, had the Democrats succeeded, and theoretically still possible, if they succeeded in impeaching, convicting the president and removing him from office, the next step might be a revolution. That might have been something earnestly to be hoped for. So hard to say on that. But in any event, I personally, if I had my druthers, I want Donald Trump to continue for another 5 years. That's the revolution I want. One that's a sure thing. We know that Donald Trump is still in office with a real revolution in our thinking, in our organization as a movement, and as a people, and as a family, as he says, and as a nation under God. But I'll tell you what, we're not one nation under God. We are definitely not one nation. We are one movement. We are one people and one family. That's us, the Patriots. But everybody inside of America is not one nation. That's something that has emerged so clearly from all of this. We are two opposed nations. I was thinking of a good title for a book would be this. You Hate Us would be the title of the book. And the subtitle would be, And We Hate You. And that's, you got to be honest. Yes, these people, Nasty Nadler and Pencil Neck Schiff and Nervous Nancy, they hate us. And it's not, it's disingenuous. Those among us who say, well, but we don't hate them. Yes, we do. Yes, we most certainly do. With a passion. We really hate them. And that's not a nation. That's two warring parties. And that isn't going to go away. This isn't a temporary dispute. This is not something that will calm down. It's a festering sore that will only infect further. So we do have a war. We are two nations warring with each other and fighting over the territory of the United States, fighting over the wealth, the income, the government, the levers of power, and so on. And I guess where this is headed is we are one of the outcomes, you know, as Yogi Berra said so astutely. Everything Yogi Berra said was fundamental truth. He said, speaking prophetically of the current impasse, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Oh! And although this particular fork in the road, we've never been at this one, have we? So this does not is not covered by another of his great aperçus, his great insights, which was, this is not, as he called it, deja vu all over again. I'd love to get a book of Yogi Berra's aphorisms. Anyway, so we are at a fork in the road, and that one of the roads we might go down is, hey, you hate us, ... and we hate you. And it might be time for a, irreconcilable differences. There are no children here. Let's divide the property and see you later. And we'll do much better apart. Yeah, of course, I'm a strong, strong believer in keeping marriages together. But so I don't want to extend the analogy too far or get too far into that, because this is different. Clearly, we are two nations with irreconcilable differences, and we can't stay together in the same house. What was that saying? A nation divided against itself is cannot stand, or whatever, something about a house. Well, no, we can't live in the same house, throwing the furniture at each other, breaking all the glass, kicking, scratching, screaming, because that's what we've got, and that's what we will continue to have. They're not going to stop hating us, and the solution is certainly for us, not for us to stop hating them. That's called wimp. That's called defeat. That's called belly up. No, that's not the solution. So, anyway, let's see who's talking now. Oh, God, oh my God, I just looked over at my screen. Just as bad as Zoe Lofgren. Maybe worse. Listen to this one. This is, let me try to remember her name. Demings. No, Deming. Deming is her name. Oh, here she is.
Under scrutiny at the time Joe Biden called for Shokin's ouster. According to the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, an organization several witnesses testified is effective at fighting corruption. Shokin's office investigated Burisma, but the probe focused on a period before Hunter Biden joined the company. But again, in another investigation was warranted, dismissing Shokin would have...
No, I'll tell you what, I'm liking what Val Deming is doing right there. That she's actually defending Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Burisma corruption. She's saying this is all okay. This has been checked out. It's all been debunked is the word they're using. Great, Val Demick, go there. I love that. The more they talk about the Bidens, the better. And as Pam Bondi said in her Trump defense team statement, in their first, 22-hour presentation, the demon rats mentioned the Bidens and Burisma over 400 times. And here she is, Val Deming, still at it. Good, good. Okay, here's John Roberts.
Real purpose of the call.
Okay, I missed the beginning of that question. And the question looks to be to the demon rats. Nasty Nadler is standing up, going to the podium. And it looks like a Democrat asked him, what was the real purpose of the call to Zelensky? I'm guessing.
Mr. Chief Justice,
we'll be right back with that. Stay tuned. This is live.
Mr. Giuliani.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
I'm just turning up the volume periodically, keeping track of what's going on in the Senate impeachment. Nasty Nadler is speaking right now. Let me just turn him up for a second. You can hear his obnoxious voice.
And that they knew Giuliani represented the interests of the president. Rudy Giuliani admitted on live television to pressuring Ukraine to look into Joe Biden. Not into corruption, into Joe Biden.
A distinction without a difference, one might add. Oh, my goodness. They're really getting into it. But he just put up a letter on the screen from Rudy Giuliani requesting a meeting with President, newly elected President Zelensky. And I say, hear, hear. Great idea. He mentions that accompanying him will be attorney Victoria Tensing. Now, to me, this is like, oh, my gosh. This is like the gold seal of approval. Victoria Tensing is the partner of one of my heroes, Joe DiGenova. One of the great, Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova are two American heroes. So to just inadvertently learn here from seeing this letter that Victoria Tensing was with, or was that Rudy Giuliani said he would be accompanied in meeting President Zelensky by Victoria Tensing. Oh, my goodness, folks, that's They don't get any better than Tenzing and DeGeneva. So that's a beautiful thing to see right there. Okay, so what's his face? Nasty Nadler's done. Here comes another question. Let's see what it is.
The question from Senator Rubio and the other senators is for counsel for the president. How would the framers view removing a president without an overwhelming consensus of the American people and on the basis of articles of impeachment supported by one political party and opposed by the others, by the other?
Thank you, senators.
Oh, here comes
Alexander Hamilton addressed that issue very directly.
Alan Dershowitz.
Of impeachment is if it turns on the votes of one party being greater than the votes of another party in either house. So I think they would be appalled to see an impeachment going forward in violation of the Schumer rule and the rules of other congressmen that were good enough for us during the Clinton impeachment, but seem to have changed dramatically in the current situation. The criteria that have been set out are so lawless, they basically paraphrase Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who said there is no law. Anything the House wants to do to impeach is impeachable. That's what's happened today. That places the House of Representatives above the law. We've heard much about no one's above the law. The House of Representatives is not above the law. They may not use the Maxine Waters. Gerald Ford made the same point, but it was about the impeachment of a judge. Judges are different. There are many of them. There's only one president. But to use that criteria, that it's whatever the House says it is, whatever the Senate says it is, turns those bodies into lawless bodies in violation of the intent of the framers. Manager Schiff confused my argument when he talked about intent and motive. You've said I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but you admitted I'm a criminal lawyer, and I've taught criminal law for 50 years at Harvard. And there's an enormous distinction between intent and motive. Somebody shoots somebody, the intent is that when you pull the trigger, you know a bullet will leave and will hit somebody and they kill them. That is the intent to kill. Motive can be revenge, it could be money. It almost never is taken into consideration except in extreme cases. There are cases where motive counts. But let's consider a hypothetical growing out of the situation that we've discussed. Let's assume that President Obama had been told by his advisors that it really is important to send lethal weapons to the Ukraine. But then he gets a call.
Now, I'm going to turn Alan Dershowitz down. And this is, you know, what's the significance of this? This is very big stuff. And you can see Dershowitz is, he's pissed, righteously pissed, angry at these. He just said something very, very powerful. Remember, Alan Dershowitz is a liberal Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton, who didn't vote for Donald Trump and doesn't support him. Emeritus professor of law at Harvard. But he loves the Constitution. And he said something amazing. You, Schiff, you, Nadler, the rest of you, you are lawless. You are lawless. You're wrecking the Constitution. This is powerful stuff. Let's listen to him some more.
What's good for the country? In the real world, that rarely happens. The other one is the motive is completely corrupt. I want money. Kickback. But then there's the third one that's so complicated. And that's
okay, now he gets into his legal argument, which is really marvelous, but it's too complex for the short amount of time we have here. I love what I just heard there. That's hard for these liberals, left-wingers, to handle one of their own. Dershowitz telling them all to go to hell as lawless. We'll be right back.
Over this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right.
Hey, we're back, folks. Already knows where now, I stand. Here at our second half hour here in the Trump phenomenon, let me lead off with the president, who never ceases to amaze in his tweets. Here's a tweet that he put up an hour ago. And oh, is it powerful? It's a picture of Eric Ciaramella, C-I-A Ramella, however the hell he pronounces his name. I pronounce it C-I-A Ramella, shaking hands with Barack Obama in the White House. Now, and here's what the tweet says. Well, the president is retweeting somebody who tweeted to the president. This is not the president speaking now, but he is retweeting. So in effect, he's kind of speaking, is he not? He says, "Surprise, the whistleblower," in ironic quotes, "in the Ukraine hoax was also a contributor in the Russia hoax. He worked with Hunter and Joe Biden in Ukraine during the Obama administration." So what and when did Obama know it? Ah, that's the president asking that. vicariously through this retweet. I love it. Here's another one the president retweets. Democrats want to keep calling witnesses because they are still searching for a crime. Don't fall for their trap. If you're still a registered Democrat, it's time to switch. That was an hour ago. And I love what Alan Dershowitz just said. All this BS. I'm kind of toning down my language lately. I used to say bullshit. See, now I don't say that anymore. All this BS about not being above the law, Alan Dershowitz nailed him. You dudes, you clowns, you think you're above the law. The Nancy Pelosi, you know, Nancy Pelosi initiated the impeachment with a press conference. That's the law. That's heeding the law. A press conference. She thinks she's the House. Just calls a press conference, says, we're impeaching the president. I, Nancy Pelosi, goddess of the universe, I am impeaching this little ant, Donald Trump, that I will squish under my high heels. And once I get the impeachment, I'll keep it in my purse for 33 days while I'm enjoying my Christmas recess. And then we'll get back to it when I have time. Let's see what the most recent tweet is from the president. Let's see. And then I want to bring you more good news from our president, who will still, you can be sure, he will still be your president next week. He's not going to be convicted. Tomorrow. That's the good news I want to relate to you. Tomorrow, let me go to the page, donaldjtrump.com/events. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Des Moines, Iowa, at Drake University at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's just an hour before this show. And so when we hit showtime here at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, I have good reason to believe the president will still be speaking. So tomorrow you get to hear from Donald Trump himself, which is, that's the best ticket. And this is right, I mean, oh my gosh, how strategic. The demon rat primary in Iowa, the caucuses are, let me give you that information. I have it here, right here. They are, oh, do I have it up here? There's a debate. Let's get to the primary. Come on, where is it? The primary is next Tuesday, I believe. And, come on, don't tell me I don't have it. Oh, those are the debates. Where are the primaries? It's another page. I don't have that handy. But tomorrow night, the president in Des Moines, the primaries the following Tuesday. Oh, how beautiful. And then let's go to the, let's go live again. Let me see what's going on here on TV. Oh, here's Dershowitz again. Let's listen to him.
Good behavior. But the Constitution doesn't say that the president shall serve during good behavior. The big difference is the president runs every 4 years. And the public gets to judge his good behavior. Judges don't run. And so there's only one judge of the good behavior, namely the impeachment process. And so to make a comparison is to make the same mistake that when people compare the British system to the American system. We've heard a lot of argument that we adopted the British system by adopting five words and high crimes, other crimes, and misdemeanors. Yeah, those words may have been borrowed from Great Britain, but the whole concept of impeachment was not. First of all, impeachment no longer exists in Great Britain. But when it did, it only operated for low-level and middle-level people.
Now, Dershowitz, you know, he made a brilliant case that what the demon rats are doing, in addition to being lawless, and this is sort of the dean of law in America, they're being lawless. He also said that if they get away with this, they will have converted the American system of government from the presidential republic that we have with an independent president who has as much power as Congress into a parliamentary democracy in which the president, like the prime minister of Great Britain, serves at the pleasure of the parliament or the house and can be, by simple impeachment, which would be what? A vote of no confidence. That's what they have in Britain. When they get tired of their prime minister, they kind of whisper around among each other until they figure out, well, we got enough. Hey, have we got enough votes? Yeah, we do. Let's go. Somebody will stand up and say, I propose a vote of no confidence in prime minister, then fill in the blank. And then if enough people go, hear, and stand up and endorse a vote of no confidence, that's the end of the prime minister. They have to have a new election, and then whoever wins that election, whatever parliamentary majority or coalition arises, will then select from their midst a prime minister. And that's what Dershowitz is saying. You guys are screwing our government. You clowns, the demon rat clown car. And this is a Democrat speaking. So this is very painful for these Democrats to hear. So it was very smart for the president to include Alan Dershowitz on the defense team because he's a Democrat. Okay, let's see. Now they're down to their next question. Some of these are pretty darn interesting. Let's hope we get a good question.
The question from Senator Coons to the President's counsel is this. The President's brief states, quote, Congress has forbidden foreigners' involvement in American elections, end quote. However, in June 2019, President Trump said that if Russia or China offered information on his opponent, quote, there's nothing wrong with listening, end quote, and he might not alert the FBI because, quote, give me a break, life doesn't work that way, end quote. Does President Trump agree with your statement that foreigners' involvement in American elections is illegal?
Oh, God. This is that Senator Coons who is an absolute, he's a creep. Let's see who stands up to answer this. It's Philbin.
Mr. Chief Justice, Senator, thank you for the question. I think Congress has specified specific.
Now, this won't be that interesting. The guys who are really powerful, it's Jay Sekulow is the heavy hitter here. I love when he stands up to give an answer, I want to hear it. Because he swings from the hip. And this fellow Philbin here, he's great, brilliant, but he's much too mild-mannered. He's like, who is Superman? Let's see, the Superman in his civilian character was Clark Kent. He's too mild. Jay Sekulow is Superman with the cape on, jumping out the window, whereas Philbin is Clark Kent with his glasses on. Less interesting thereby. So that's a great event coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. We'll have it right here. And the as I said, next week, Donald Trump will still be your president. He will not be convicted of the impeachment. He will not be convicted as a result of the impeachment. He will be acquitted. But now the interesting question is this. The president said, you know, talked about paying the price the other day. Who's going to pay the price here? I'll tell you who's going to pay the price. The demon rats. This is hurting them. The president's popularity is rising. The people's fury is rising. The demon rat's fortunes are plummeting. So I wouldn't be too frustrated with all the, as I said, I don't use the word bullshit anymore. With all of that stuff going on, I wouldn't be too frustrated. It's frustrating. It's hard to listen to Val Deming and hard to listen to Zoe Lofgren and Pencil Neck. But there's reason for good cheer. which is that it's really, I think it's hurting the demon rats badly. So if it goes on into next week, if it goes on into the week after that, watch the president's numbers continue to rise. Yesterday he had a meeting, a whole new Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. The whole thing rolled out yesterday, just as one event in his day. Today, just as one event, he signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA, the biggest trade agreement ever signed in the history of the universe. He signed it today. And oh, lo and behold, nervous Nancy Pelosi runs in front of a microphone and tries to say that it was she fixed that thing, and you would need to thank her for the USMCA. Come on. She prevented it being signed for a year. For a year, she sat with her fat ass on the USMCA, which could have been voted on in 5 minutes if she simply didn't block it in the House, because she controls the House. So, of course, it couldn't be with her her monolithic herd of lemmings were trying to, well, she prevented it from being signed. But it's such an amazing law, and it will mean so many hundreds of billions of dollars to the American economy, so many hundreds of thousands and then millions of jobs, that she has to somehow try to get some credit for it. She doesn't deserve any credit. She's the entire opposition to the USMCA. Anyway, but the president, that was just part of his day today. So he'll keep on doing all these great things. His popularity will continue rising. Who knows what's going to happen next week in the Iowa caucuses? The numbers keep changing. Who's on top? It's an amazing dogfight there. And in New Hampshire, also amazing. South Carolina, Nevada, the Florida polls. Bizarre things happening as these demon rats, as they try to figure out which loser is the winner. Which loser is winning? Who's the champion loser? They don't have anybody of any caliber, quality, distinction. Nobody who can tell a good joke. Nobody who can be honest for more than for 5 minutes. So there you go for that. Let's take another look at the president's Twitter account. Ah, boy. Can you imagine what it must be like to be President Trump right now? Who said at the USMCA signing today, he was talking to this great audience of people who are so appreciative. There were like at least 1,000 people, or 500 at least, there on the White House lawn. And he said, You know, I really didn't know when I came down the escalator. I really didn't know what I was getting into. He said, just think what my life was like before I got into this. Just all the life of luxury, just having a good time. And he said, but, you know, I had to do this. I had to do this. And he had other really great words. I'm not remembering everything he said, but it was a wonderful ceremony on the lawn. What, you imagine what it's like to be him. And I'm 71, and I know he's a year, is he 2 years older than I am? So is he 73 or 72? He's either 72 or 73. He's 2 years older than I am, because I was born in 48, and he's born in 46. We were both born in New York City, but he was born 2 years earlier than I was. And he's 73 now. He's got a new tweet up. Here's a new tweet. Well, he's got anyway, there's He's got these humorous tweets. He's got cartoons that he's putting up. And he's having a great time. Can you imagine what it'd be like? Like yesterday, you had a breakthrough plan to solve the Israel-Palestine intractable and insoluble problem. Today, you solve the trade differences between America, Canada, and Mexico, which were intractable and insoluble. And no one said, the president said it today in his comments. He said, everybody said, you can't do this. It's too big. Nobody can do this. Nobody can fix NAFTA. No, Donald Trump can fix it. He did. Today. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we've got a couple callers here, Dr. Kelly and Greg in Arkansas. I'll tell you what, just talk about extraordinary tweets. The president just never, as I say, he never ceases to amaze. Here's a tweet I just noticed, and he's retweeting somebody, and he does this brilliantly. He finds these tweets that they appear to come from, you know, a wide range of places. And he's retweeting, you know, people just like you out there tweeting away. He finds a tweet he likes and he retweets it. Here's one from what do you call somebody who tweets? A tweeter? A tweeter? A tweetster? Anyway, Dina Levy is her name. L-E-V-Y, Dina Levy. And so this is the president retweeting this an hour ago. Let me make sure I'm on Donald Trump's site. Yes, sir, indeed. He's the one retweeting this. It's easy to get lost on Twitter, but I'm not. And she says, you know how you can do hashtag and then you do a slogan after the hashtag. I don't know what the whole ethos of that is, but, you know, you do something that you, you know, like, you know, hashtag I love Trump, you know, something like that. Anyway, that would be my hashtag. So she does, she's replying to Donald Trump with her tweet, and she says, hashtag no quid pro quo, hashtag no pressure, hashtag no treason, hashtag no bribery, hashtag no high crimes, hashtag no misdemeanors. Okay. Okay, we agree with all of that, but nothing remarkable there. Then, in all caps, Dina Levy writes, the only criminals here are the people behind the coup d'etat, trying to steal our president and our vote from us. I'm liking that a lot. But then, her next hashtags are really remarkable. She then writes, hashtag arrest traitors. I really like that. Then the next one, though. Woo. Hashtag capital punishment. Woo. Ouch. Then hashtag drain the swamp. Then hashtag pray for America. So hashtag arrest traitors followed by hashtag capital punishment. And, of course, in the U.S. federal code, punishment listed for treason is death. Hey. Well, come back tomorrow for another day. Tomorrow's going to be even more exciting than today. So see you tomorrow, and we'll have the president live in Des Moines. Don't want to miss that. See you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.